proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. Beginning with this session, we consider the Jewish kingdom as the divided kingdoms, the southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom called Israel. We begin our study of the kings of Judah with the first king of the divided kingdom, Rehoboam. Rehoboam was Solomon's son, and he reigned for 17 years. If the book of Proverbs was Solomon's guidelines for him to follow, Rehoboam did a very poor job of taking his father's advice. Indeed, that king's foolish decisions led to the division of the Jewish monarchy into those two entities, the kingdom of Judah and the kingdom of Israel. The reign of Rehoboam began with a political crisis. A group of men came to the monarch asking him to ease the burdens which Solomon had placed upon them. The king asked them to wait a few days while he sought for advice. The older advisors suggested that Rehoboam temporize. The younger ones wanted the king to reply defiantly. Rehoboam followed this advice of the latter group. He issued the reply to the embassy sent to him as recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 10. Quote, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions," unquote. The majority of the Jewish people forsook Rehoboam, choosing instead to follow Jeroboam, the leader of this embassy. Only the tribe of Judah remained loyal to Rehoboam. The writer of 1 Kings took care to note, though, that, quote, "the cause was from the Lord," unquote. Rehoboam afterwards sent an officer, Adoram, to collect revenues from the members of the disaffected tribes. These Jews stoned Adoram to death, at which juncture Rehoboam chose to return to Jerusalem. He gathered an army to subdue his opponents. However, God sent a prophet named Shemaiah to dissuade Rehoboam from that purpose. Rehoboam had built several strongholds, as mentioned in 2 Chronicles chapter 11. Moreover, toward the end of Rehoboam's reign, the priests and Levites came to Jerusalem, since Jeroboam had expelled them from holding offices in the northern kingdom of Israel. As a result, these religious figures, quote, "strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon," unquote. Throughout the course of his reign, Rehoboam waged war against Jeroboam. Abijah, Rehoboam's son, continued this armed conflict during the 3 years that he ruled over the kingdom of Judah after his father had died. Before fighting the forces of Jeroboam, according to 2 Chronicles 13, Abijah went to a mountain and spoke to Jeroboam's army. In his address, he portrayed Jeroboam as a rebel and his followers as worthless men. Moreover, Abijah compared the purity of the Levitical worship practiced in Jerusalem with the idolatry promoted with Jeroboam. Finally, Abijah exhorted them, quote, "Fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper," unquote. While Abijah spoke, Jeroboam took action. In the words of the chronicler, he, quote, "caused an ambushment to come about behind them, so that they were before Judah and the ambushment was behind them." In other words, the forces of Judah were surrounded on two sides. The adherents of Abijah cried out to God, and God delivered them from Jeroboam. Nonetheless, Abijah was not a godly king. In Deuteronomy 17, for instance, God forbade Jewish kings from multiplying wives. Abijah, on the other hand, had 22 wives. Nonetheless, God allowed Abijah to reign on the throne of Judah for that 3-year period. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.